This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's a Monday, and it's a beautiful Monday, so it's something to celebrate, and we're glad that you're here with us right now. Illinois Governor Candidate Forum in Belleville, Illinois, on Saturday, and it was put together by the St. Clair County Republicans. If you're in that area, please get connected with the St. Clair County Republicans. I think the easiest way to do that is to go find them on Facebook. If not, you can go to their website and learn more about them. And folks, you got to get involved. So we hosted at the Hoff Brauhaus and the St. Clair County Republicans five candidates that are running for the Illinois nomination, Republican nomination to challenge J.B. Pritzker for governor. Darren Bailey, Gary Rabine, Paul Schimpf, Max Solomon, and Jesse Sullivan were the candidates that were there. Richard Irvin was invited and had a mayoral commitment to a police week event that was taking place Saturday. That is the response from the Irvin campaign as to why they were not there, but he was invited. And so I asked each of these candidates, I think there were seven questions that I asked them. They each had a response to them. And then there was a specific question that was asked to a candidate based on their specific circumstances at that point in the campaign. So I'm going to play for you a couple of clips from this, and Brad helped live stream the whole thing. If you haven't watched this and you have a care or concern about this race, I have so many people asking me, and I don't know, we all three in here live in Illinois, and that's kind of an anomaly in St. Louis media to have this platform.
Yeah, it's weird.
And to have a three-for-three interest in Illinois politics. Mm-hmm.
They did not do that on purpose.
No.
It just happened that way.
Nope, that was not on purpose. I know that I do talk about Illinois politics, and I know that not everybody listening is involved in Illinois politics, but this is going to be a big race. And I think that if you want to see how big this red wave is in November, this governor race is a pretty big indicator of how powerful the red wave is going to be. Now, if you're listening to this for the first time and you haven't seen the live stream on the YouTube channel, these are a couple of clips that Brad highlighted from the event. But you can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and watch the entire event. Was it 2 hours?
Yeah, right at 2 hours.
2 hours.
And these are, like you said, these are just highlights. Please go back and check out the stream because the candidates had so much more to say than what is here.
So Darren Bailey, who let's see, make sure I'm not scooping this clip here. Darren Bailey said at one point, he's like, let's be honest, this is a two-person race. He was referring to himself and Richard Irvin. And he made his presence as that top-tier person. He has a lot of support coming from a lot of places. The Bailey camp has been at Mar-a-Lago and as a connection to Trump. I don't think that Donald Trump has endorsed anybody in this race. I'm sure I would have heard about it by now if that were the case. But Darren Bailey is the non-establishment candidate that is leading in the polls, but there are a lot of good options for Illinois voters to pick from. Here's one of his responses to one of the questions.
I went to the House Republican leadership. I went to the Senate Republican leadership. I went to the Illinois State Republican leadership with this idea. I'm not a lawyer. I am a farmer. All three of those organizations sat paralyzed. But there was something right here that speaks of freedom, that this is not right. This cannot happen again. So we sued, we won, and then the journey began going around throughout the state. At that time, as a state representative coming into the Senate, mostly Southern Illinois, telling schools, stay open, churches, open up, businesses, open your doors. This man can't do what he says he can do. And that's why many places were able to open and not take as big of a hit as some people did who chose to close.
So I think Darren Bailey said something that I fully believe. He's talking about the response to the current governor, J.B. Pritzker's mandates, and wanting to push back and saying, no, he can't do this. We need to make this stop. These kids need to be in the classrooms. They don't need to be masked. These mandates that are coming down from the governor are unlawful. And hey, Republican Party, this is our moment. Let's get in here and put a stop to this. And the Illinois Republican Party, as in his words, sat paralyzed. I feel that.
Yeah, I forget how much he pushed back solo throughout that whole thing. He sued multiple times, and I think didn't he win a couple of lawsuits against
locally?
Pritzker?
He won.
Yeah.
Some of them got elevated or moved, and he didn't win others. But I, you know, whether he won or he didn't, he fought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and in the
did.
State of Illinois, if you're going to fight the law, and the law's going to win, that's probably par for the course. But the fact that he was willing to do that, I think the thing that I took away from that was the establishment of the party that's supposed to represent, you know, for all intents and purposes, the three of us in here was like, nah.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, there needed to be much greater leadership from the Republican Party of Illinois, and they didn't do much. I'm not going to say they did nothing. But early on,
pretty much did nothing.
It was individuals like Bailey. Who, and I didn't know him that well at the time. I remember getting to know him because of those lawsuits and thinking, well, this guy's doing what needs to be done. And it takes so long to get through the court system with some of these things that, you know, if that's the way you got to fight, that's the way you got to fight. But he kept going.
Well, just because you're fighting in the court system doesn't mean that you're not fighting on other fronts. But to me, the Republican Party in the state of Illinois is so afraid of saying anything because they know they're going to get it thrown back in their face, which is what the Madigan machine created. A massive, endless pot of money that the Speaker of the former Speaker of the House traded access to get money, which retained power, so that if you ever say anything that can be put into the context of something that could be advantageous to the Democratic Party, completely out of the context of what you normally said, it would blow so many holes in your ship, it'd sink you. And so instead of figuring out a way to get your message out there, they just shut up. They just don't show up. And it's very obvious. Like, I've said this many times, I'm sick and tired of losing races in the state of Illinois, of Republicans losing races, not being Republicans. I mean, that is the Republican in name only thing. Like, you got to stand for something. I would rather lose standing my ground for what we believe in than swallowing the pill of, hey, this is what you got to do. This is the only way we can fight. Well, actually, we've done that so many times and lost. We can't fight this way. It's not working.
Yeah. No, you're right. You can't just have no voice, which is living in Illinois and being a Republican.
Yeah.
Who's out there?
When I say St. Clair County Republicans, people are like, are you kidding me?
That exists?
Yeah. And it does. And they're doing things. Yeah.
Things are changing, too. And I don't want to call everything the Trump effect, but that
changed the whole game.
Yeah. That existed at the national level, too. And he came and just blew the box up. And it's taking a while for people at the local or state level to see that they have to do the same thing.
Did you want to say anything about Bailey before we move on?
No, I didn't have anything I wanted to add.
All right, well, here's Gary Rabine.
Big government ruins all good things, as we see in our countries and in our state. All right, we need to fight, always fight for freedom, fight for the Constitution. Darren, God bless Darren, fought for his one mask for himself. I fought for over eight 80 million people in our country, 80 million people free of vaccines today because of our fight. And we need a fight, as Darren did, as I did. But not many people have the guts to do it because big government comes down on you when you do it.
So that was Gary Rabine kind of reacting to what Darren Bailey did and Darren Bailey's claim. You know, Darren Bailey's using it as a feather in his cap that he went and did this. But he should. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a moment of, as I've said before, I'm a scoreboard type of girl. I don't need to have the accolades and the flowery language to puff me up. It's like, if I did well, just look at the scoreboard. It'll show. And that's what Darren Bailey is doing. And he's a politician. He's running for governor, of course. But to me, it's not a dunk to say he didn't win at a specific level and change the whole game. I mean, like, he's fighting the establishment Republicans in the state of Illinois. Oh, and the entire Democratic machine.
He was the first one, too.
He was. Yeah, he was the first out of the gate.
It took a bit of cojones to say, no, I'm not standing for this.
It's why I think I and a lot of people even knew what his name. Mm-hmm. That's why he was the front runner, because he had name recognition for that stuff.
And he has a lot of financial support behind him, too. A lot coming in.
What is Rabine saying in that clip? That
he was part of the lawsuit for the vaccine mandate.
Okay. And they won that, I guess.
Yes.
So Paul Shimpf, he was next on the stage. We're doing these in alphabetical order the way they were ordered on the stage. And his constant message, to the point where it was getting laughs from the audience in a agreeable way, every time. So I'd ask the question of a candidate, and each question started with a different candidate, and then we would go around and let everybody answer that question, and then everybody would get a 30-second follow-up if they wanted it. Every single time that Paul Shimpf opened up his statement, didn't matter what it was about. You want to fix crime in the state of Illinois? The only way we fixed crime in the state of Illinois is if we beat J.B. Pritzker, if the Republicans win against J.B. Pritzker. You want to restore rights of parents to control their children's education? The only way we do that is if we beat J.B. Pritzker. And wash, rinse, and repeat. And he's right. And he said it over and over and over again, and, you know, for effect. But it is very important to remember that. And a couple people, I think, said during the forum that everybody up on that stage is a better option than J.B. Pritzker. So I think that that is something that is absolutely important to keep in mind. Here's a comment about parental rights from Paul Shimpf.
Parents' rights is the issue that is going to allow us to defeat J.B. Pritzker, because the right of parents to make decisions about their kids' education, health care, and maturity into adulthood, that is not a Republican value. That is an American value.
So I think that the parental rights thing was a very consistent in agreement for all of the candidates that were up there. If you look at the Pritzker administration, what are these guys interested in? Making all of your decisions for you and wedging in between you and your kids as much as they possibly can to make sure that it goes according to their plan. And that, I mean, that is such a huge distinction between the current administration of J.B. Pritzker and all of the Republican candidates.
Schools need to be an issue for two reasons. One is the reason that we all know is because they're an issue. You know, the big government stepping in to educate your kids and stuff being taught to your kids that you don't want, all kinds of different stuff. Second is that that's a politically good move.
Oh, yeah.
That mobilizes voters that don't necessarily get reached by other things, especially moms and dads that may not be wanting to engage in politics. They're going to protect their kids. That's a smart move.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to Max Solomon. I've got a couple of clips here because we haven't had him on the show. So we're going to give you a few. We got three total clips from here of him, a couple of them shorter. But here's his first reaction to the party.
The Illinois Republican Party needs to compete again. We've given up. We've given up on Cook County. We've given up on many of these counties. All 118 state rep and all 59 state senators will be competed, will be contested. Thank you.
So, and then he starts talking about CRT.
It used to be that evil used to be subliminal. Evil is not subliminal anymore. And they're going after our children. They're going after future generation. We need to stop that. CRT, CSE's gotta go.
So, and then the last part was a little bit more about Max Solomon.
I came to the United States with $40, and I was so excited, I lost that $40 at the airport. I came in with only hope. I grew up thinking about the United States, and the nickname for the United States for me growing up, for my generation of Nigerians, we call the United States God's own country. Because we looked up to the United States. We knew if only you could just get there, all your dreams are gonna come true. Just work hard. They're gonna allow you to believe in your God. They're gonna allow you to practice your faith. And you can be whatever you want to be.
If you if you don't know anything about Max Solomon, and, you know, admittedly, Brad and I didn't know a whole lot about him. I had seen his face on a few things, but hadn't really heard, or none of his advertising had reached my experience out in the wild, so to speak. But listening to him, like, I honestly, like, you guys, I don't know if you can see this right now, I have goosebumps thinking about the way he spoke. And again, I don't know that Max Solomon is going to be the next governor of the state of Illinois. But you need to know the man, Max Solomon. We're going to have him on the show. One of the questions was that I asked everybody was, how do you feel? What are you going to do about? How are you going to utilize governor's access to mandates and executive orders? And what are you going to do about those who have used them unethically? And he takes the microphone, he picks it up, and he just goes, I'm not vaxxed. And everyone was like, it's just like a moment where you're waiting. You're expecting the politician to do the politician thing. And I mean, like, that statement, three words, was really in that moment. We're like, there you go. And, you know, he didn't really, I don't know that he went into details as to why he isn't, but he didn't. He made a choice for himself. You know, he articulated the fact, he's like, there's nobody in this room who's going to love me more than me. So why, if that's the case for me and that's the case for you, that nobody's going to love you more than you love you, why does it go that I would need to manage your personal hygiene and put, you know, and it's just like a very plain spoken things that in the political realm in the world get so tangled up in gobbledygook and yak, 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 and ads that have menacing music in the back. And then the flowery piano music sets in and the field of wheat. With the barn and the John Deere in the background. Oh, wait, did John Deere leave Illinois? I think it did.
I think so.
I mean, like, we know the game. We see it. It's just you interchange the, you know, which candidate is in the black and white now and which one has the rose-colored filter on top of it. Who are we supposed to vote for when somebody shoves this ad in my face? So I want you to get to know Max Solomon a little more, and we will have him on the show. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Last candidate that was on the stage, who we had in studio on Friday last week, if you missed that, please go check the Annie Fry YouTube channel, was Jesse Sullivan.
To fix the economy, we don't need another politician. You know, politicians know the right words to say. We need a business person. We know somebody who actually knows what it means to be able to back, run, invest in businesses. And so that's what I'm going to bring. And we want to look more like Texas and Florida, not like New York and California, the way we're going right now.
He was very complimentary of Ron DeSantis and called on the DeSantis name a few times to great effect. And I will say that of the candidates that are on the stage, I think, because I don't know who I'm voting for yet. People ask me, who are we voting for in the primary, Annie? And I'm like, well, I don't know who I'm voting for, so I don't know who we are voting for. But Jesse Sullivan is rising.
Moved up.
For me. And I think that the way he answered so many questions in that forum, it gave, you know, to me, it's almost like everybody is this blank slate. And I'm waiting, because I like all of you. I love all of you compared to the alternative. So, like, I'm for you. Whichever one of you is the last one standing, you're my guy. Compared to the option of J.B. Pritzker. But I'm waiting to find the candidate where I'm like, I want to run through a brick wall to make sure you get elected. And Jesse Sullivan did a great job and gave me, really filled up my confidence bucket for him to think, if he gets it, I think he could win. You know, when I'm looking at all these candidates right now, it's like, I need one of you to win the primary, but I need to know which of you can beat J.B. Pritzker. And the forum was a great opportunity to get to know these five people. And I really, really, really hope that if this interests you, that you go watch the full thing on the Annie Fry Show YouTube channel. And I think, Ryan, you should absolutely do it as well, just to see how these individuals handled challenging questions, challenges from one another. Mm-hmm. There were multiple times where while these, there was no yelling over top of each other. There was nothing that was contentious, like in a back and forth between the candidates. It was very well moderated. And that was
by you.
That was because the St. Clair County Republicans made it clear how this was going to go. And then it wasn't going to be combative. But it was a really positive experience and very informative.
It's amazing. The gap between Republicans and Democrats now is so wide that even what used to be big differences are not big differences anymore. So all of these candidates, that's why you look at them and you go, they're all better. So which one, really the top issue has got to be which one's going to win.
Who can beat Pritzker?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's a video that I showed the three of us here, four of us here. Hannah's going to come in and talk to us about her reaction to it. I'm going to share it right now, once again on my Twitter feed, but I'm going to put it up on the live stream where you can watch us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us how you would react in this situation if this happened to you. I'll explain the situation when we come back. And while you go to watch this video over the break here on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote in that YouTube poll. I think a lot of people are kind of torn by this. Who has the biggest influence in what is generally accepted to be truth? Corporations? Big tech? Media? Or the education system? On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can find that in the live chat. And I'm going to show you this video here over the break. Don't go away. More Annie Fry Show in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.